My passion. Only problem is when you see in it, sitting in it, all you can see is sky. Yeah, it's not where it's supposed to be. It ain't supposed to be AOT. Good morning, folks. Calling it to order, I guess, unless anybody has any objections. I know there's several here, or several, there's quite a few of us here that managed to make the last meeting at PIA. That was an awesome time. Those that didn't make it, I'm sorry you didn't or weren't able to, whether it be communication problems. I know Mr. Claude didn't get the notification of it. And hopefully we get all that stuff straightened out. I think that part's straightened out. And I guess we need to check on Jesse over here and see if he's on there. Gonna kind of turn it upside down. There's not a whole lot that I know of. I'd like to do old business first after we do a report on what kind of money's available. I don't think anything's come in. Since we've started meeting like this, we've no longer had a little tip jar or whatever to help fund our donuts and what have you. So I don't know what we're going to do about that. Anybody could chip in a buck or something would help each time we meet. I guess where we go with this is back in the old business. Hey, there's Chuck. How are you, Chuck? Go right off, I guess. We started off talking before about breakfast fly-in that's coming up here in, April 15th over at Hardy Air Park. That's Ron's ballpark, or air park, whatever you want to call it. And he had asked at the last meeting if any of us would be able to help out, if we'd like to be involved in it. Of course we would. We'd make it part of our breakfast club, be part of the Hardy, South Carolina Breakfast Club at Hardy. You want to take the floor on that from here, Ron?
Well, not much to say except that, I guess we need to get together and iron out the details, if you want to call it, and who's going to do what. Come up April 5th. First, we gave Robbie a son and fun for the whole week. So I want to be available to do anything, so I'm hoping to get everything finished before the end of March. Of course, March is next month. Dennis had mentioned, we discussed it briefly about that, but, talking about the food committee, talking committee, control fire, whatever. Flyers to go out, or at least emails or something to go out to the database. Invite them over there. We got, deep fried two portalettes. I can come up with signs or whatever. Hopefully the wind will be a little bit out of the south. It'll make life easier over there. But it's kind of like we're normally out of the south, southwest. We do get lights. They are radio controlled and 12307. But, if the Civil Air Patrol would want to get involved, help with the airplane side of the issue there.
We usually park them with the breakfast club that flies into so many different ones. You know that. They're all pretty adept at functioning on the ground. Usually just one or two people out there just go that way and they go. My thought was, I guess, if nothing else, I'll get with you and see what we have planned here, because I don't know about the food situation or what the chapter wants to do. This is really... Did we vote on this before?
No, this is brand new. this is the first time this has ever happened for both, for two situations.
Yeah, for Ron and for us. Yeah,
well, it's not us. Greensea's not us anymore.
Yeah.
It's the first time this Greensea or Hardy Airport's come up, so we just need to learn how to do it.
Yeah,
well, see,
I'll rely on your experience
in
order to see.
A lot of cost.
I realize. And that's why the collection and the cost could be part of the chapter. hopefully
money can be made and goes to the chapter. Because Greensea was allowed, the Shaws were had at their request wanted to maintain the breakfast club for them out there. And Ron's been trying to get on the breakfast list with South Carolina for quite a few years, I guess.
Yeah,
and which he finally secured it for this year. And I think once you get there, if you enjoy it and want to maintain it, you have to stay with it and be able to provide for the people. So if nothing else, I'll find some time to get with you. I don't know anybody else. You know, if anybody else wants to get involved, we're going to need some help, some guidance, and how to pursue this. Like you say, with Son of Fun coming up, it's on right on the heels of Son of Fun. So
I'll be back for a week and a half. I'll be back probably on the 6th or 7th. So.
Okay. Well, what about cooking facilities?
That's what I'm asking you.
Okay. So.
Well, see, the cooking facilities at Greensea, they exist there, so we have to deal with that.
Right.
As far as the food goes, Dwayne's the guy who could probably tell you all the different kind of foods we've bought in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. And if it's good weather, it was always a good turnout with the Breakfast Club. Unfortunately, the grass strip really hampered us there for quite a few years with the crosswinds and the weather, or the rains and what have you. Of course, yours is faded, right?
It's crowned with grange. So, unless it's raining that day, it shouldn't be an issue.
Is there electricity?
It's quite how big a rain. If you get a half inch of rain, you don't even notice it. The sand in there just sucks it up. But if it gets about an inch of rain, it takes about another day with a little bit of wind to dry, the upper portion of it.
And we pray for good weather this year. I like the idea of the chapter still being involved with the South Carolina Breakfast Club. It's been a tradition. It's been around since, 1939, I believe. Only one in the country. Probably the only one in the world that's like it. It's neat to see the faces that we've met over the years, and that's about the only time we seem to be able to catch up with everybody.
Well, I guess you occasionally mention something that is, I guess the first thing's first, and that is, do you actually want to have a vote, or do you want to say you're going to do it, or all of the above?
Well,
does it have to be formal? I don't know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If it's somebody else's breakfast club, then in my opinion, that person should take the risk. For instance, on Greensea, the Shaws need to buy the food and take the risk involved, because if there's a weathered out situation, I don't think the chapter should have to buy all the food and absorb that cost. And in the same respect, I think the money should go to the person that took the risk.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, so in other words, I think that the chapter should support both events, but neither take risk nor make money on it. Strictly volunteer. That's what I think. That's my opinion. In both cases. Okay. Risking is what we were trying to get away from when we left Greensea.
Floor is open, folks. Just be civil to one another.
Well, as far as cost goes, for a Hardy Airport, we have to come up with facilities for cooking and fence. So that's a more expense as far as the rental of the porta potties and kitchen facilities.
Well, that was another question I had. Do we have power out? Is there power out there?
Oh.
There is?
Well, Warren's hangar, which is 40 by 60.
Uh-huh. Right.
So we'll have it inside
that. Right.
We will be able to probably come up with enough table and chairs.
Uh-huh.
Unless you guys have some, and if you do, then I want to come up with as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking situation. I can come up with enough burners and stuff like that. We do a cookout for each every year, and we have several propane burners. We order two portlets from the place we normally get that stuff from. Kitchen, you know, we got houses that are. But again, if the chapter has some of this stuff, you know, I kind of, what you do there, what you don't have. Do you have tables and chairs and stuff?
We have picnic tables, but most of them are all falling apart.
Yeah. Are we hauling picnic tables?
Yeah. Still on the work anyway.
Like this. Mm.
Yeah, we always use picnic tables.
Yeah, we always have picnic tables.
Okay.
We don't have enough chairs. We probably don't have 10 chairs.
Yeah.
They had them. They're of all plastic. A couple of folding chairs. A couple of chairs with rollers on them. So it's just a kind of mismatch.
How big is the Breakfast Club? How many people?
We have seen. Well, we've had as many as what?
20 aircraft.
I was going to say about 20 aircraft.
100 meals to be served.
Yeah, if the weather's good.
It's a little bit smaller than the barbecue we have.
Yes.
Yeah. So the barbecue.
Sometimes bigger than the barbecue.
We had 60 chairs, and as many sit in tables for them, and they rotated through them, and we filled it with tables and chairs for the barbecue. We used about half of the hangar, and that hangar is 65, and we used, what, about 30 feet deep in it?
Yeah.
So that's about the same kind of hangar you have. What are you serving at the?
It's usually eggs, sausage, grits, biscuits, bacon, something.
The one we used to have in Sylvania, we had a gas-fired grill. And we were yanking off 5 or 6 pancakes at a time, continuously, as fast as people can. Put their plate up, they had a pancake on it. And the bacon was pre-cooked.
I may be able to get my hands on a gas-fired griddle.
I worked with 36
about this big.
Yeah, about the same size, yeah.
About this big. Huh?
A big griddle would be handy, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we have a camper, we have camping stoves and all that stuff, but I mean, if we could get something that's more in line with being commercial-oriented,
That's the
griddle.
Yeah, the griddle, because the bacon and the sausage and all that's going to stay hot, and a big pot of grits is going to stay hot. The griddle is about the only dynamic piece of equipment you're going to have in the mix.
I'll see what I can line up for April 15th. You and I are going to have to start communicating a little more. Probably not through email. Get the phone up and talk.
As far as the EAA, I'm sorry, the Civil Air Patrol, I only have two that are authorized to marshal. Hopefully I'll have that fixed by the end of the spring.
Yeah, that would be another thing. If we put somebody out there, it needs to be somebody knowledgeable because they're on your property acting on your behalf. And it's not like most of us are inept, but
really, in my mind, you kind of need a couple good watchdogs watching to see that nothing's going. In other words, two people trying to aircraft out to the runway at the same time, or somebody trying to go out on the runway and there's one in the pattern type stuff, you know. So monitoring the frequency would be one thing for sure that one person would do. everybody's going to use the frequency, but the other thing is, you know, monitoring the frequency and just kind of like keep an eye out. As far as the parking, once you got a few planes parked, they can figure out where to go.
Well, we got a mobile tower we can bring back and park.
Nah, I don't think
you can. I mean, it's nothing more than sitting on the back of a trailer.
Well,
but it's already set up with all the radios, whatever you need, kind of cover so you don't get baked in the sun.
Yeah, it was just somebody with a handheld usually would.
I tell you what, I got a brand new 12-foot high scale. I can roll it right over there. Or stick it up in
but a wind, well, you have windstock and all that anyway, so biggest thing is hang a flag or something out there that makes it apparent that it's whatever. Again, anybody that would speak on it would be from an advisory standpoint.
That's right.
Because pilot in command is making the decisions. Just try to keep.
They just turn out they have the breakfast club. It's over there. Triple tree. They had, I count, 150 airplanes over there that morning.
Triple tree is an incredible place. That's an incredible place.
And of course, he does have the club over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's everything over there.
But with that said, I mean, you can land two or three abreast over there.
You put C-47s and stuff in there. But then I guess we'll pursue this. I mean, if we're going to do it as a volunteer effort and be involved with you.
Keep in mind, you might be doing it long distance.
Oh, that's true. Just depends. I may have to move in the next couple of weeks. We don't know yet. So that's another issue coming up. Be prepared. I may be living up near Columbia. So that's going to create another whole another scenario. Can you go? Man, I've been working on this for a while.
They got gold mine up
there somewhere. I wanted to go panning for gold at some point. All right, Ron. Well, we'll shelve this conversation for now, and then we'll start pursuing this. Is everybody here in agreement that we're going to at least take part in it? Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, Green Sea and that. I may not be part of Green Sea.
Green Sea, we're going to be out of town.
Oh, that's right.
We have a wedding in North Carolina.
That's right, I will be out of town. So.
What does the people in Green Sea say?
Well, they've been out of town.
They're from Florida.
They're not back from that.
They've been on vacation for a couple months.
So, there again is a lack of communication. So, I'm not real sure where that stands at the moment.
Usually lack of communication or up to about a day before they want to do something.
Well, that's what I'm trying to
do. Well, yeah, exactly. So I'll make an honest effort if you will. Of course, the ball's in your court anyway. You've made the commitment.
Yeah.
So ride me if you need to.
Put it this way. With or without you, it's going to get better.
I understand.
Part of being without you.
I would rather be part of it because that's what this is all about.
Well, the other thing is, you know, with that said,
out another email to the whole chapter this morning with a link to a nice little YouTube bit, and it relates to light sport aircraft and ultralights. The commentator on this little short 10-minute film makes some very, very good comments related to what's happening to us in the light sport industry. Since all this regulation came into play to pull the ultralights under control, and now this being under control is creating new issues for those that can't afford to really fly the spam cans or the $50,000 kits. So it's if you get a chance to watch it, it's worth watching. I'm getting ready to start a new soapbox thing anyway about that later.
Can you put a back on the internet so we know where this is taking place?
I would imagine we could do that, couldn't
we? Yeah, we can do that.
How to find Hardy?
Map or directions, you know.
That's a good point.
Yep, I can do that. Well, you probably got a map on your site, right?
Well, the picture shows, you know, Grand
Theodore. Alright, I'll let you copy mine then when I do it.
It's my door, but do you see all the big piles of money?
That was good. All right. Touche.
Old green shape. Dennis, it's 3:30 radio.
But that implies VOR, and I think those were all removed from all airplanes, weren't they? Like 30 years ago? I think everybody's speaking GPS now.
By the time I learned Loran, he trashed in, so I give up.
Yeah, I know.
IMR's great.
Actually,
I'm glad to have you.
Just tell them to fly over Grand Strand and turn left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they like you to come into their airspace unannounced. All right, folks, we got to do something here. We're going to pursue that. Anything else we can talk about that, or should, or can we just move on?
Tell me what the weather's going to be. 50%
chance of rain with possible sunshine. 50. Yeah, 50-50. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. All right. Got the meeting taken care of. Man, my notes are a mess this week because I wanted to do it all upside down. And
one thing here, and that is, kind of ask about a volunteer or two. Is there any volunteers that, let's say, cook or hand out paper plates or?
Well, I have a problem with it. I mean, no, we usually don't have a problem with people stepping up and swinging the bat.
Yeah.
So it's usually the same ones, Dennis and Dwayne. And.
I mean,
Sue, Peggy. I mean, I don't think there'd be much problem there. My next question: we were talking fly-ins. Mr. Doug, are we going to do anything this spring?
I would love to. I got the ball and then got sick.
Yep.
Last time we put it together in a month and a half.
Exactly.
We might, if Francis and the Hail Mary. I'm in for it.
Let's do another Hail Mary. I think that was a pretty good turnout. Mm-hmm. If we're going to do this thing, I might. We've got a couple complete projects now in the chapter.
Well, the website is all we got to do is push the button and it's up. I held it down because I just didn't pick up the ball and run with it. Like,
yeah, well.
I started out as an anchor party last year, ended up flying.
Right. And we were talking about having a spring fly-in, so I think we should see something that's already been established, and let's just stay with that for spring.
We got the approval.
Yeah,
we got the approval. The county's going to work with it. And we really publicized it last year until there was the March 21st meeting that we brought the advertising out.
And we did that on what? This year it'd be what? April?
April 28th is what we got it reported for.
That's Saturday. And we always Mike suggested it, encouraged us to have a rain date. And so we stuck the rain date the next Saturday.
May 5th.
So you're saying April 28th would be the date of the fly-in?
Of the fly-in.
And the following Saturday would be, what's
the date?
Yeah, what's the date of that? May 5th.
CAA wants to come in. I think we're going to do, not the AA, the CAP wants to start working with the counties and kind of be there an asset for them if the fire breaks out or something like mm-hmm. that. I didn't realize how many high-definition cameras we have, remote-control cameras, that you're on the ground controlling the output of the camera after you're still there in the airplane. I didn't know we had those capabilities. And so we could possibly put something together with that. I want to try to make it a camping under the wings. If you think about it, that wouldn't be kind of overkill.
kind
of
thing.
It just depends on what other shows are going on in that time of the year.
Well, the next day is going to be a breakfast club somewhere.
Yeah.
Not
Sun and Bunch has got done.
That'd be right after Sun and Bunch, so everybody might work pretty good.
We picked up two planes coming from Sun and Bunch last year.
Well, I was about to say, Sun and Bunch, the last day is April 1st, isn't it?
Yeah, it's April 1st, Wednesday. Good.
On Sunday?
Sunday. So it goes from the 27th of March to the 1st of April.
That's what I remember.
Now, we have also have two antique car, or two car clubs, wanting to come set up and have their little show meeting.
Yeah, they put a lot more people here. I had the remark made the other day that us boys and our expensive toys, especially with our pocketbooks, suffering, you need to find cheaper hobbies. Unfortunately, the word hobby itself dictates spend money.
So, contacted us back in November wanting to see if they could have if they could meet here. And so during the event, they don't have it set during that time, that early spring before the bike rally, there's really nowhere to go. You
talking about Coots on Scoots or?
No, I don't know who they were.
Aliona's group?
I have to go back to the
property. Some groups meet Sunday morning, take a spot to go for lunch, and then come back, and they look at the different spots to go to.
A lot of the chapters are doing that. They're mixing the wings and wheels and what have you together to draw more interest, because most of us like machines anyway of all shapes and sizes.
So if we invited the clubs to come and cordon off them here for motorcycles.
I can't help but get here.
the reason why the county was behind this is let the people in the community know that the airport is here.
Right.
So that's the whole point. It needs to be family, community oriented.
Now, we said last year when we had the spring fly in that there was no commercialism or anything. They're still sticking with that, so we can't promote commercial, but non-profit is...
You can, if you don't park your airplane right there, if you're an aircraft manufacturer, then maybe hang a bad old front of it or something like that, or put something on the props, and walk around and hang out business cards or hang out brochures that Ronald will promote this.
There was a little issue last time with Ron on the airport promotion thing.
We'll walk around and hand out brochures, that's fine. What they don't want is trinket salesmen, commercial activity, a transaction going on, or booths, unless you're some type of nonprofit.
Mine's nonprofit.
you can show a loss.
All right, who's the official sponsor of this spring fly-in? Is that the county, or is that the chapter?
The tenants.
It has to have a name.
If we're going to do it, then it's going to be Youth Futures. We've got a little nonprofit sitting there that's all about kids in aviation. We don't have an organization, but if there needs to be one...
Well, see, the chapter was talking about having their own fly-in, aside from anybody else, okay?
If you want to hang your banner on it...
Well, no, what I'm saying is that if I'm going to promote this, I got to have a name, you know? Well, and we're talking about doing a...
Fly-in.
Yeah, we're talking about...
Or Conway fly-in, that's what it was
last year. Yeah, last year it's Conway fly-in.
Yeah, but it was EAA Chapter 1167... That's the way I promoted it. What I'm trying to say is that this chapter has typically, throughout our history, had a spring fly-in and a fall fly-in. There, for the last few years, our spring fly-in was at Lumberton. Okay? But our fall fly-in was ours, totally.
Right.
And so I'm just trying to pin down where we're headed. Are we, I mean, it was all ours. Sponsored by us, done by us, handled by us. So what are we doing? I mean, how are we doing this?
Right. I just
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. So if you call the Conway fly-in, it's still sponsored it for lab.
See, it wasn't really a Green Sea fly-in before.
Yeah, it was EAA.
EAA Chapter 1160 fly-in at Green Sea. Okay, and the other one we did was really, last year for here, was really Conway's fly-in, and we just happened to be here. And if that's the way we want to do it, that's fine. And it doesn't matter to me, I'm just saying we need to identify that.
Well, last year was the tenants. And y'all weren't as much a tenant because you were here at the airport. And so we put everybody's moniker on the promotional.
I think that's probably not a bad way to go with it. It just, we all work as a team to make it happen.
But I have to have a name.
Well, I think if you say this is an EAA fly-in, then you're going to lose the Don Godwins and the Allen Aviation and all that. If you say it is the Conway fly-in.
Sponsored by.
And we're all.
Well, it's not really a sponsor. It would be a participant. Yeah, I mean, we'd be a participant.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
General Aviation.
Okay, we're going to do the ball flying the same way? Because this is a transition. I need to know this. I'm the one usually putting out the word.
Well, my thought along that part is, if we're going to utilize the Conway Airport,
mm-hmm.
then we ought to just go ahead and do the ball flying in conjunction with all parties involved.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the Conway.
Well, if we
the
team
Conway
up,
Fall fly-in, the Conway Spring fly-in.
If we team up, we have a better chance of fanning out and hitting and interesting more people.
Mm-hmm.
I see if I can get a friend of mine to fly a Learjet in or something from Tennessee.
I would encourage the tenancy of the airport and all interested parties that promote aviation. Because we have, last year we had Light Flying, EAA, Innovative Flying, simply because they were opening up their, that was their great opening.
Right.
Well, that's kind of gone now. Henry, Don Godwin, and Al Allen. And that just came together.
Now we have PIA that's going to come, that's on board with us now.
Who's our very interested?
They're gone now.
Them.
But they said they'd fly in. We got to go. Several people will come on over.
Okay, so it's going to be a Conway Spring fly-in.
The Civil Air Patrol said they'll bring over several aircraft.
Now, I guess we'll get together. We'll get together. Who wants to be involved or named? And everybody's banner gets tagged on.
Well, that brings about another point, because you got to have a point of contact always when you announce these things. Who's going to be the point of contact for this?
I guess put me on there.
I think Mr. Whitman.
No, ain't going to be me. Good try, though.
The website, the domains are all up. And I'm still getting emails off of them, because we got the emails forwarded over to a separate email account.
What's the domain name for the
Conway Fly-In? All one Conway Fly-In, and then conway-fly-in.com.
It started at the beginning. You got two domains? I don't care about the second one. Give me your primary domain.
Conway Fly-In.
Well, that's what we're.
If we're up, if we're going to run the thing, yes.
We'd at least approach them and give them the opportunity to get on board. Especially now that we're going to run a rain date. Because.
They're going to want to park the cars out there, not back there.
No.
They ain't going to have it, is it?
Not going to the fence.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, you give them the parking lot over here and then open up the number two gate.
So you can walk between them?
Walk between. But we can't get no vehicles inside the movement area.
And that's good.
Yeah, you don't want cars with motorcycles running around.
I'm not wanting fire. That's the only issue.
Right. Yeah, my son goes to car shows a lot, but no, they won't let you in if you got more than a quarter of a tank of gas in your car. Inside your convention centers.
And I'm
going to step out. My son's planning. Okay, okay. We'll move on then. We'll pursue that here also, I guess. Is that?
Well, usually the cars are, you guys talking about parking the cars back in the back?
Sure. Somewhere out.
I mean, there should be some better place than that. I mean, why have them?
I was going to say, what's wrong with that? As you're coming in, there's the car.
What if they have a section of the ramp out there that's roped off?
Well, they said
away from airplanes.
It's the county that won't allow them inside the gates.
If somebody can talk to the county. County is not a magical
thing. Most people are not going to bring their show car and park that on the dump.
No.
That's true.
Not going to do it. That's
and they're not going to park it out there where nobody's going to look at them.
That's true.
You know, if you want it to be attractive, you need to be able to see them at some point. They could be long ways off, but you have to see them.
Well, you'd have to rope off this area right straight out from here so that the car show was from there on, so people would have to park all over in the two parking lots across the street there.
Or down the road or wherever.
Down the road, along the road or whatever.
Yes. Well, yeah, the point there is that if you put it back here, they're going to take parking spots up.
Right.
What you don't know is how many cars.
Well, we didn't have that many people at the fall fly-in last year, really. It wasn't that big a fly-in. But there still wasn't any place to park, hardly. It was really pretty full.
I think what we do, even with the bad weather, we served 100 meals.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, what if we had a great year this year?
Yeah, had 500 people.
And we you know, do 200 or 300 meals, right? Where's all the people going to park at? I don't know. I just think that... Lumberton does too.
So it might be best that, well, the problem is they don't want to park them on grass.
Well, the thing is, we could negotiate something, okay, if we wanted to.
Well, I guess we're going to have to pursue that.
I'm standing here looking over there. That's the fact.
Okay. I'm just going to have to survey this area.
We secure that early in November.
Yeah. And somebody in that car group's got to be in charge of movement within their own camp.
It's doable. I mean, just...
We need the whole entire apron for... aircraft.
Yeah.
Because if we get any more than we did last time, we were pushing the limits. I think if we get just 50 more planes on the ground,
well,
we
never
did it.
We used to have the fly-ins up in Winchester, Virginia for Chapter E, or Chapter 186 out of D.C., and we had seen as many as 200-300 aircraft. And I can show you where we just put them off the taxiways. Pull them up, roll them backwards, put them off the taxiways, and I could show you pictures of our fly-in that had the taxiways from one end to the other full aircraft. And, I mean, it was incredible. So it's doable. A lot of it just has to do with, we've never experienced that here before.
That's a huge apron. Huge.
Yeah. So they parked them way, way, way apart.
Well, we kind of got overrun that time, and that's another issue that we made issue of before. So.
Well, no, I think it was a county thing.
Yeah,
they wanted
county thing at that time.
And the other thing, go to Oshkosh some year. I mean, geez, they park everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, if they got to, they park on their own way.
Last spring and last fall was I won't say a first for the Conway Airport, but it was probably ranked right up there with being one of the first in trying to promote this airport. But the management in charge has changed.
Yeah, that was the school that came here and they did that, and they put on a pretty good show. Had great turnouts. Then they parked airplanes and stuff everywhere.
And we still can. As long as we don't sink them. okay, I guess better move on. We're dragging here. At this point in the game, anybody that has not paid their dues in our chapter, our past chapter, is no longer considered a member. They want to re-up. They need to pay their dues to be a member again. Don't know who it is. Haven't looked.
So they're still welcome to come and participate.
Oh, absolutely.
Just not on the site as well.
All right. Let's try to get off center here a little bit. I did not check on that. At the last meeting, I think we had 22 or 24 folks present. I made mention of possibly looking into name tags for us and what that would cost. I did not do that yet. I did contact or send an email to member services at Oshkosh about taking on an introductory membership or even taking somebody in for the first year at no cost and possibly offering them either a publication or something, and they would be gathering information as potential members after their first year was up with us, trying to grow this chapter. And it just blew me off.
You didn't get a response?
I didn't get the first response.
That almost implies they didn't get your email, though, Bill.
No, it went. Huh? I gave them the opportunity, and it blew me off. Now, is there anybody sitting in this room, another question, that knew that Ron Hightower was going to be here in Myrtle Beach 2 weeks ago?
Who's Ron Hightower?
He's the head of EAA.
No,
he's the EAA president. Did anybody have any notification show up through EAA communications that he was going to be here? Well, you know, I'm rather ticked about that myself, too, because he showed up here at Myrtle Beach, spoke to the aviation community. We're the local chapter, and we were never notified. So I'm getting ready to go after him on that. Point being is he went straight from here to 262 in Columbia, and that was noted. They were, because they're so big. So we were, they left me very, two things happened here just left me very dissatisfied with the way EAA is going. And I'm going to voice my opinion as an individual. And I would highly recommend that anybody who has a computer, if you feel that you should respond to this. I think they need to know that this was not right, that we have the leader of our organization going to be in our back door. We're the local chapter, and we're never even notified until I see it in the newspaper.
What's the lady's name, Proboski?
Jeez, I don't remember.
I think that problem is communicating,
sorry. Well, there's so many up there now. I'm just really upset about a few things here. Another thing that's got me upset with the EAA while I'm on the soapbox about this, because if we don't make it known, then they're not going to know they have a problem.
Yeah, but keep in mind now, I'm going to interject something. Just because you sent an email does not mean that nobody got it.
That's true.
Okay? And I'm telling you, that's so common that you really don't want to make that mistake. Okay?
All right.
Because everybody's being inundated with spam now. It's a serious problem. Everybody's trying all kinds of things to end their spam problem, and those things are catching valid emails and throwing them into the spam folders. It's rampant. Everybody's experiencing this problem. It very well could have got into their spam folder and they had never seen it.
Well, I'll pursue it.
Okay, so I wouldn't call up there yelling and screaming until I found out if they got the email, and then. If they did, then I'd say you got a valid point.
Well, good point.
You think the president or one of their chapters would have priority and be on it in the right line? I think we wouldn't be thrown in the trash can.
Oh, on the second subject? Absolutely. Absolutely. That is absolutely
that's
intolerable. That's not right.
We should have been there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should have been there. Weren't even invited. Weren't even informed. But anyway, I'm
more forgiving if he shows up for the flying.
You have no lie.
Well, along another point regarding EAA, and let's go back to the days when the ultralight movement started. Because people wanted to fly, and they couldn't afford to fly spam cans. They found a way. They started flying. The ultralights are fine. They said, okay. But then they started overstepping their bounds, and they became heavy ultralights. Well, people didn't have a good way to train economically for flying ultralights. So they were training themselves. Of course, there was accidents, and the movement grew, and the safety got better. However, when they started this light sport to bring the heavy ultralights into the controlled category with the rest of the aircraft industry, they say now you have to have a factory-built LSA to train in. And the cheapest ones are about $100,000.
Cost even more than this.
Cost more than a 150. And yet they won't qualify the 150 as a light sport. So what they've done to us again is they're promoting all the big money and washing all the little guys away. Again, here we are, and if we don't make our voice heard, we're going to disappear. I have a light sport aircraft that's nearly finished. I'm looking at training. I need training in a low-mass, high-drag airplane. Go try to find one to train in.
I got one. I'll sell it to you.
I understand. But what I'm saying, when you look
at... to come with it, I'll buy it.
Yeah. When you look at... We have another one over here that has the same type of aircraft. We're in the same weight category. Same performance specs. His was basically a factory-made kit. But we have this issue. If you're going to be safe and you're going to get the proper training and the type of aircraft that you need to get it in, it's not that feasible right now unless you spend $130 or more an hour. Because the guys that have to have the certified aircraft to teach in, according to the regulations, they got to spend $100,000 or more for one. And they're not going to do it with the times as hard as they are. So here we are. The little guys are being run over again. And I think it's another reason for emails and contacts being made to the EAA. They have started backing all the real tight 51% airplane kits like Glass Airs and all the other ones that came along that you spend $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 on to build. The RVs, we're inundated with RVs. I mean, my God, you got more wannabe grooming Yankees running around now than you ever had. But the point being is they're advocating all the big money. All the big money's back in everything, and it's driving out the little guys. The guys that are... our little garage in our backyard where we build a home-built airplane technically is a miniature factory. If you do not have a part, you cannot afford a part, you build your part. That's a factory setting. Very small, but that's how it starts. So everybody becomes their own factory, their own manufacturer. And yet they're starting to regulate us out of existence.
We're being accordingly.
Well, exactly. And that's another reason why I say we weren't even invited to this thing here in Myrtle Beach. We're not even considered as being heard. And I just wanted to pass that on as a start a thought process. If you've got a moment, make a call. Shoot an email. Do something. We don't have my aircraft, even Dwayne's aircraft, once it passes its 40-hour flight testing program, it could become a viable trainer for light sport aircraft. And yet they say no because they're not factory built. Yet who can go buy the factory built 100,000 plus airplane? It's just, what are we supposed to do with this? And nobody wants to give you any answers.
That's what the EAA is supposed to do for you.
Exactly, and that's not what they're doing.
I need to write a letter.
Well, I'll need some help from somebody to help me put a letter together.
And triplicate and send it three different directions to the EAA.
Because I've already been informed I'm not the best diplomat, so I'm probably not the best one to speak. So, anyway, I wanted to get that off my chest because it is of importance. When you look at when and what the EAA was established for, has been lost. It's been trampled. It's been taken over. It's been hijacked.
Did they change the regulations? Because at one time you could train in your
own
aircraft.
How are you going to flight test? if you don't have the training, how are you going to take your home-built aircraft and legally go flight test it for 41 or 40 hours and then go get the training you need? After you test it for 40 hours, you've got your training.
Okay, you do it at Green Sea. That's how you do it. Okay, now we're back.
We're supposed to be playing.
I think his twin brother is his flight test pilot. I bet I have the same name and all that.
But you see where I'm going with this.
I
know you guys see where I'm going with this. Where if we're taking a little bit more away from us every time we turn around, and we're losing our rights to fly.
Well, didn't they
through regulation
on the weight shift category and powered parachute category? Didn't they make a provision where a private pilot could do training in an aircraft to give you some time in one where you could get your ticket?
Yeah,
if they could see the fact that this is so crucial to our survival, that we're in the same shape as weight shift pilots and the powered parachute pilots. There is nobody in a Quicksilver or an X-Air or any of these small high-drag aircraft training that we actually need to get some of our fellow pilots, if there's any of them out there brave enough to take it on, give them the opportunity to do it, and that would be one little step forward.
See, you hit on the exact problem. The problem's not so much the regulation. There's no pilots. There's no instructor.
There's no instructor.
But there could be. Any private pilot can become an instructor for this category.
Right,
you
right.
Can.
For the weight shift and the powered parachute, but not for the fixed wing. We need to have them bring
the
in
LSA.
The fixed wing.
It's the LSA issue.
No, we got a man right there that got his license, but he had to travel a long way because there's no pilots local. Okay, if we had pilots locally, we could do this.
Right.
They have pilots. We don't have the aircraft because they're saying they need to be factory built.
Well, I mean, he took his in a Challenger. Was that factory built?
No, but the
regulation
changed after I got my. Well,
no, I don't think about that.
Mine was, I was so far along in high school that.
With those airplanes that are trying to come through somewhere, trying to fix that. But
at the end.
Well, it's like pushing a chain, but I think, again, the numbers.
The last few flights after that thing done, for me to finish up, he didn't charge me anything.
Because it wasn't legal, you're saying?
If he don't charge,
it's not less.
It's still school. It's not.
It didn't go get your 20 hours that you needed?
Oh, yeah, it did. But really, I already had more than 20 hours because it was just more or less refresher flights. But it did count, and it just that he couldn't charge me. Hmm. It was like I owned the airplane.
So anyway, now you see these issues are going to get more and more real as we move along for those of us, especially with financial burdens that everybody's under anymore and still have a passion for flight. You're going to be looking for cheaper ways to fly. I'm not quite ready to jump out of an airplane yet to experience flight. So that was just something that if you have an opportunity to make your voice heard, please do. Maybe we can entice somebody to, we can figure out a way to have a two-place high-drag aircraft. They cripple anybody that's been in business. John Matthews, I think he's throwing the towel in. He don't want any more to do with it. It's crippled him. And he's become an airplane collector.
He sold one last month.
Oh,
dear. Yep, we're going to have a celebration.
All right, on lighter note, sorry about all that rant and raving. we never did do our reports. We're just turning this one into a hodgepodge of a meeting here compared to what I would have rather done.
I approved the Treasury report.
This Treasury report. I approve of the one last meeting. All figures look correct. Nothing much has changed. So
for this meeting, 21st January, balance on deposit, $1,217.94. Two members paid their dues. It'd be Chuck and David. Appreciate that. I deposited their $40 on the 26th of January. Brings the balance in our account on the 18th of February to $1,257.94. Now, as far as petty cash goes, 21st January, cash on hand, we had $16.34. We ate some donuts. 21st January, we took $14.67. I enjoyed them. 18th February, cash on hand, we got $1.67. We could use some donations, please. I'll try to throw in mine. Well, thank you.
Do you have any more on that donation thing? The jar with the little building on top of it was destroyed. I rebuilt it. I will try to bring it next meeting or get it to Dwayne if I can't make it so we can set it up for our donations again.
That'd be good.
I add to the report.
A second. All right.
So I don't know that. I wanted to mention that. But our new member, Greg Heller, he filled out the application and that. He just went down to Florida and picked up a Stinson project. He's on the road right now. He's supposed to be back in town here around 2 o'clock. He was wondering if he could possibly get a body or two to help him for unloading, whether it's this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
2 o'clock this afternoon? Yeah. The email said it was Sunday he's coming.
Well, he emailed me late, and I was going to touch base with him to walk out the door and see where he is. Sue and I will try to stick around and go help him if we can. He's right here in Conway, I think five or ten minutes from the airport here. Anyway, he's got a, he didn't give me one. He was going to touch base with me. What I can do is just, as soon as the meeting's over, I can buzz him and see where he is and, see what he can tell me. He bought a couple projects, I think, in the hopes of being able to put one together. Greg is the one that, spent time with us at PIA last week. And, he's also a, A&P, all kinds of other stuff. I don't know. Many hours of flying overseas in Africa, missionary work, and I think it could be a very nice asset to this group. So I know he's going to need some help in moving parts. We moved a Stinson project. We just moved Stinson not long ago, and really, when they're all apart, they're not all that bad to move. The worst part was the engine.
I was about to say that round part in the front.
Yeah, that boat anchor on the front of them is about the toughest part.
Is he bringing it here?
Yeah, he's going to bring it right here to his house in Conway. And,
I should still be in the neighborhood. I'll help if you get to the...
if you want to just give me a minute after the meeting and see if I can contact him, see what his plans are. I'd make the recommendation that he rest after that kind of a drive, but I might try to change his mind. He's young enough that he should be able to handle it. And if I can hobble over there and help him unload, he ought to. I don't know what else to go for, folks. Anybody have any suggestions?
My son said we didn't advertise enough. I told him we didn't have the money to advertise, and he said that we could do a Facebook thing on top of our internet. Because young kids, they do Facebook. I said, well, I don't know how to do it, and Dennis is already doing one. He probably won't want to do another one.
Well, let me tell you about Facebook. Facebook, the only people who get your information, generally speaking, are the people that are your friends. So, like me, I don't care for Facebook because I think it's a spam and a virus distributing program is what I think it is. So I stay off it. But my wife and my daughter, they stay on it. But they don't have many friends, okay? They may have 30 or 40 people. So if you want to distribute information, Facebook to me is not the way to do it. If you want to distribute, maybe Twitter might be better. You can get millions of people on that, on Twitter. But Facebook is a limited friend-type thing that does not...
So it doesn't distribute it widely.
Well,
anybody can
get into the... Well, it can get into the search engines. It can do that.
And it's also free, so if you're going to do something, you can easily pop it over there at the same time that you do a Twitter.
I mean, like I said, it's free, and anybody can look at it. It doesn't have to be your friend. Anybody can look at it.
Yeah, I guess you probably could if you said it that way, but I don't know that I would set it that way. And mine sure is not set that way.
Yours personally, but one for the chapter. Like there's a few.
Oh, we don't have one for the chapter that I know of.
But I think that's...
There's one on there now. It's like
there's a Facebook thing for the chapter?
Christopher did it. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is go to Facebook, EAA 1167. Basically, it's... photos and stuff of what we've done past from our regular website, just from transfer to it. Mm-hmm. And our projects that are being done is on there.
Yeah.
And it's just another thing. And I went on there and there was, looked at it. And if I can go through it, anybody can find it.
Well, everything that you can do helps.
So if you want to go take a look at it, it's just...
For the fly-in, my opinion, though, the local advertising that, through the local TV stations, the local radio stations, and the newspapers are your primary thing that's going to get people locally. You know, some guy on Facebook in California is not going to be interested in driving to Conway, South Carolina for a fly-in. I'm just saying, our primary means of distributing that particular thing, it would be for
flying and stuff. It's just for our chapter, for maybe contact somebody that might be interested in becoming a member.
Right. If we could get, and that's where Doug's got, he knows everybody locally, you know, and he's got contacts with the TV stations and stuff locally. Or if anybody else does, that's the type of news that we need to get onto.
If we're going to grow this chapter, it's going to take everybody getting out there, passing the word.
Yep.
Get your passion. Passions can be, if you're up about it enough, can be.
Advertisement next week, you might get two members out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the people that are interested in being a member of the EAA. We'll find you. You really don't have to look for them that hard. I have been out and talked to people over and over and meet them and say they've got an interest in airplanes. And where you meet, tell them, never get a plane. A lot of people, even though they've got the interest, they don't care about coming to meetings.
Yeah, I mean, no one likes business meetings anyway. I mean, here we are, and this is not what you would call these windows, but something has to be, there has to be a driving force somewhere. Ron and Dennis were asked to, and I'm going to jump it here, because we need to close this down, I think. Ron and Dennis have been tasked to find a possible replacement date for our fall fly-in.
Yeah, we've sort of been superseded on that, in a way.
Fall fly-in.
Because it looks like it's a Conway.
Well, for spring.
Well, I asked that question. Now, I said.
I know, but
that means the fall one's going to be theirs too, right? And I thought I got an affirmative on that.
Yeah, but as far as the date goes, we still even Mike, when Mike spoke about it,
we
can
provide an input for a date.
Yeah,
we do that.
He was even saying we need to try to get it out in November if at all possible.
I think so.
I do too. It's too the weather systems at that time of year are too up in the way of the year.
Well, even though Conway's going to have the fall fly-in, are we still going to be at the fall fly-in?
Absolutely.
As we are.
Sell our barbecue like we normally do.
I presume. Yeah.
Like we did last year.
Then why should we worry about promoting the fly-in more than they're going to do much of the promoting anyway, and we're
right.
just going to be here.
Well, our target, the places I advertise at are more associated with the EA than they probably would do. They target local, you know. That's what he's good at. That's what those good at. He knows everybody locally.
I think we just need to use everybody's assets.
So if we work,
we all.
I don't know anybody locally, and I can't do that. I don't have the time to do it anyhow. Okay, but I can do that.
That's what we do to make our money anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
That will see. We had that flying, and I guess we can talk to Doug about that some more too. That's how we that's been us. Our barbecue fly-in. Our barbecue fly-in is known into other state local states. That one guy that flew in from where did he come in from? In that wind. I'm trying to say, was it North Carolina, somewhere up in North Carolina. And, he says made good time getting here. So he was there for a while ride home.
But Doug also said that the county will not allow anybody to make any money.
But see, we...
Non-profit,
so we can...
Yeah.
We're asking for donations.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Can we put it out on the website that it might be hosted by the county? It's Conway Fly-In, but the meals will be provided by Green Sea. I mean,
we'll see
you.
See, the places I advertise, it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll definitely be, just like it always has.
Why don't we have it put out on theirs, too? Why can't we be added to theirs?
Well, that's up to the county to do that, though. I mean, I've got no control over that.
Right. Well, we're all working together. We ought to be able to get that worked out.
It should be a partnership.
Yeah.
I think it's the only way we're going to make it with things going is partnership. And everybody, if you have any abilities that are going to be an asset to this, speak up. Let's you know, I'm running out of ideas here, personally. Trying to grow this thing and keep it alive.
What about next month's meeting?
Oh, next month's meeting. I forgot. Then maybe we can shut this thing down unless anybody comes up with something else we need to do. Next week's or next month's meeting. Do we want to meet here, or would we like to meet somewhere and say if the weather's good, it would require a little bit of traveling. Sue and I would be willing to do it at our house and provide hot dogs and things of that nature, and have a basic meeting there. And meet. No, this would be in Pauly's, and at least. Be around one of the projects that's still taking place, and a different environment, more of a picnic. I know we've tried this at Green Sea and that, but we might be able to start, now that the weather's starting to break, we might be able to do it out there and do this and start moving the meeting around a little bit, even at Ron's place. He'd love it. And you know, we might get some more interest.
Let me tell you what we do for the heck of it. Every Wednesday, and this has been going on for 7 years that I've been involved, we have a group. We really don't have a name except we call it Tom's Party, but every Wednesday at 5:30, we meet at a different restaurant. He sets it up, and we have a schedule. So they move it around, and the idea is to move it around so people from different portions of the beach can go there. The other thing is, it's a different restaurant. So I've been to restaurants and bars I've never, been to before, maybe never go back. But with that said, I can't think of 500 new different restaurants over the last 7 months.
And I think with the projects and that, I think, again, you're going to start seeing that people are going to get interested in a good example. Greg, he's going to be doing this. He's going to be doing his Stinson project at home. That's where EAA started. Started in the backyard, started in people's garages. And I think it's coming back to that because of affordability. And if people are going to build their own aircraft, they're going to do it at home where they can work on it at their leisure. So if we could start moving around, going to people's houses. Yes, sir.
My question is the importance of consistency of at least the one meeting should always be in one place. If you want to go and have the other special meetings, I think that's great. that when people are looking to where you're going to be meeting, they need a consistent place to meet so that they know where that day it's going to be there and not down in Georgetown, not in Green City, or where.
Right, pretty good point, too, isn't it?
So I don't know that that's a good point or a bad point.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Consistency is important, at least to new people. If you're putting information out, even EAA meeting is going to be at the Conway Airport at such and such time, 10 o'clock, Saturday, every third Saturday of the month, they know where it's going to be, what time it's going to be, and where it's going to be.
Good point. Which caused me to rethink.
I don't want to throw it.
No, that's a very good point. Very good point, because Dwayne wanted to...
I know several people have asked the guy out of the county. Well, when's the meeting? It's here.
It's all a very good point, and that should remain here then. You were talking about hangar flying. So what if we set it up at the halfway point between meetings for a Saturday to have a little picnic somewhere at a project?
How about the first Saturday or Sunday of the month? Maybe not this one, but I mean, stop getting repetitious.
Yeah.
And we go to different places to have a barbecue today.
Well, you're visiting somebody else that's got a project going, or and yet it's not going to the same place all the time. It's moving around like Ron was talking about. So I appreciate what you said, Chuck. That makes very good sense. Because even Gary called me today. It was 20 minutes to 10. He says, are we meeting today at Conway? I said, yeah, I'll be there shortly. But it's a good point. It needs to be that the monthly meeting does need to be at one place. Now, last month was kind of an exception. We had quite an opportunity there to view what was going on locally.
Well, I think what that could do to our first of the last
month. Yeah, and when something like that pops up, we try to maintain stability here. Because
that was great. That was a good meeting.
Oh, we had 20-some people there. I don't remember when we had that many people at that meeting in years.
Well, if you're looking at a date, I'm looking at the calendar. We meet on the third Saturday here. I think the first Saturday is probably your best option, because if you do the second one, well, then you got 2 weekends in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you do the fourth one, you got 2 weekends in a row. So if you do the first one, you got a break in between it.
That's a very good plan. And if everybody's on the email list, it's not hard to get it out there and say, okay, you know, you're welcome to come, have hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever. But Sue and I were willing to do one just to throw a little looser type of thing. Because personally, I don't particularly care for meetings myself.
I don't know that, you know, you should say, well, every first Saturday we're going to be, because sometimes it doesn't show up. You don't have a place. Then what do you do?
Right. Yeah, but for the same consistency point of view, you really ought to have it consistent, but with pre-planned. So we, in other words, come up with a schedule, and then it's on the schedules for like 12 months in advance or something.
Or even if it's every other month.
Right?
To do it on the first.
Or every other month. But whatever it is, it's consistent.
Right.
Because I agree with you on the consistency thing.
I think Dwayne's got a neat setup going together out there. They're both, one's flying, the other one's down at the moment. But, again, that's Green Sea. I miss going out to Green Sea. It's a beautiful little grass strip. It's a beautiful country. It's a nice place to be. And it's a long ride. But to do it one time out of 6 months, that would be fun to go out there and have a picnic and enjoy the camaraderie. Or show up at Ron's once in 4 or 5 months.
You always have that third Saturday to tell you what you're going to do with the next first.
Yeah.
And that's when you can...
Yeah, if we take, you know, even if we did it every other month, but do it on the first Saturday, then that would work really well. And we're looking at six little mini trips to go see somebody's project and gather together and shoot the breeze and grumble and complain like old people do, you know. Well, you get more relaxed. And if I wanted a cold beer, I can't have a cold beer here. I mean, that's a fact of life. Beer is good. People are crazy. Anyway, this has been a very informal meeting, and I thank you guys for coming. I don't know where else to go with it unless somebody wants something to get off their chest.
Give up on the power deal.
Okay. I've been fortunate. I've been in Dulles and stuff like that. It's pretty wild.
I helped build that tower. I've been in it a million times. And it's cool.
Yes. I have to speak for peace, Andy. But I can remember long back before Dwayne got involved. Not Dwayne, but Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
That I went out and got all of the local EAA members and sent out postcards. And that's how Dennis Crestable,
I think it is too. I'm going way back, but because that's been like 5 or 6 years.
You give them the number of the area code, and they'll give you all of the names of the people. And sometimes you may hit and miss. You may get one out of 50, but one's more than that.
Yes, so we do that every fall flying. We pay a great deal of money for the postage because EAA will not give us the email addresses. Privacy issues. Anyhow, so we send those postcards out. Matter of fact, the chapter members a lot of us are getting them.
Yeah. That's good.
The main reason I came out to there, though, I was trying to buy a green seat. Okay? That was back when I had $7.50 in my pocket. Yeah.
Is there not a way to make a transition, let's call it, from postcards to email addresses?
Now, Doug told me he had a way to abscond with the email addresses. And if he does, then I will do it. But so if you get Russian emails, that's where I'd be me sending them because it won't be from my email address. They call that spam.
Oklahoma City don't have no problem giving our email address.
Oh, no, I know. I ain't got no problem at all.
If I wish to get off the list, I should send this in.
Yeah.
I'm tell everybody. Thanks for coming, folks.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Good deal.